This is Best of All. Tonight, starring Skitch Henderson, Anna Mary Dickey, and Clark Dennis, with Sylvia Michaels and the Texter Singers. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting for NBC Best of All, another in a series of programs saluting each week outstanding composers of musical comedy and motion picture scores. Tonight, Best of All salutes various composers and their music for the theater and soundtracks of Hollywood in an unusual musical program selected by Skitch Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Mr. Banghart. I'm very happy to see you again this evening.
Nice to see you this evening, Mr. Henderson.
Well, tonight I thought it would be an excellent idea to offer an encore of the outstanding musical compositions without any exact rhyme or reason, I suppose, in correct programming, except that I felt that all the people would enjoy hearing these great melodies once more. As Kenneth and I promised some weeks ago, some of our songs were scored for Broadway musicals, while others were written and used in the medium of motion pictures. And now, if you'll excuse me, I shall get back to Herr Steinwagen, and I'll ask you to carry on.
I'll try, Skitch. Ladies and gentlemen, our opening number comes from the first musical play to be awarded the Pulitzer Prize, Gershwin's Of Thee I Sing. Here's an instrumental setting of Who Cares, featuring Skitch Henderson at the piano. Debonair Jimmy Durante had top billing in the Billy Rose musical spectacle Jumbo. The book was by Ben Hecht and Charles MacArthur, with music by Richard Rogers and lyrics by the late, great Larry Hart. With this array of talent, Jumbo was tabbed as a surefire hit, and it was that at the old New York Hippodrome, From its score, the Texter Singers recall the most beautiful girl in the world.
The most beautiful girl in the world picks my ties out, eats my candy, drinks my brandy. The most beautiful girl in the world. It's a beautiful world. Social, not a bit. Natural kind of wit. She'd shine anywhere, and she hasn't got platinum hair. The most beautiful house in the world has a mortgage. What do I care? It's goodbye care. I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Social, not a bit. Natural kind of wit. She'd shine anywhere, and she hasn't got platinum hair. Most beautiful girl in the world picks my ties out, eats my candy, drinks my brandy. The most beautiful girl in the world.
The most beautiful house in the world has a mortgage.
What do I care?
It's goodbye care.
When my slippers are next to the ones that belong to the one and only beautiful girl in the world.
Of course, no program of music from Broadway could be complete without a Jerome Kern melody. From his 1932 success, Music in the Air, Anna Mary Dickey sings, I've Told Every Little Star.
Thank you. ask me, am I in love? I always answer, yes. Might as well confess. If I don't, they guess. Maybe you may feel it too. Darling, if you do, I haven't you told me.
Next, a medley of two by George Gershwin. First featuring the strings of the orchestra, Summertime from Porgy and Bess. And then from Strike Up the Band, a musical comedy that started a most successful Broadway run back in 1930. We'll hear the rest of the orchestra in the romantic ballad soon. Thank you. Among the current Broadway hit musicals is Kismet, which is housed at the Ziegfeld Theater and stars Alfred Drake and is still selling out after more than a year's run. The score to this long-run musical dates back a good many years, for as you know, it's a modern adaptation of music by the 19th-century Russian composer Alexander Borodin. Clark Dennis brings us now a lovely ballad from Kismet, and this is My Beloved.
Dawn's promising skies, pebbles on a pool drifting. Imagine these in one pair of eyes, and this is my beloved. Strange spice from the south, honey through the comb sifting. Imagine these on one eager mouth, and this is my beloved. And when she speaks, and when she talks to me, music, mystery. And when she moves, and when she walks with me, paradise comes suddenly near. All that can stir, all that can stun, all that's for the heart's lifting. Imagine this in one perfect one, and this is my beloved, and this is my
Perhaps Noel Coward is better known as a playwright and actor than as a composer. However, best of all, I would like to salute this prolific artist for his music. Sylvia Michael sings Noel Coward's wonderful ballad from the production of Words and Music, Mad About the Boy.
Mad about the boy, I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen, lullish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the cat about the boy. shouldn't care. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl in the flurry of her first affair. Will it ever cloy, this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool, girl. I really shouldn't care. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl in the flurry of her first affair. Will it ever cloy, this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy.
Cole Porter's music, like fine old wine, becomes more savory with each passing year. In an era when it's not uncommon for a hit song to have a lifespan of just a few months, Cole Porter's music has shown a longevity that defies Tin Pan Alley's musical mortality table. To list his hits, which date back almost 40 years, would be an hour's program in itself, and that might not be a bad idea. For now, however, we offer just one of his many ageless songs. From the 1935 production of Jubilee, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play Begin the Begin. Thank you. You are listening to Best of All, tonight starring Skitch Henderson, Anna Mary Dickey, and Clark Dennis, with Sylvia Michaels, the Textor Singers, and the orchestra. Part two will follow after a special message and a brief pause for station identification.
A big part of Christmas, especially a big part of our Christmas cards and packages, are Christmas seals, the seals that fight tuberculosis. TB strikes one American in every 5 minutes. But progress in the fight against TB, since the first Christmas seal was sold, has meant a saving of more than 7 million lives. The Christmas seals we use on our cards and packages help bring the greatest gift of all, the gift of good health.
This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All. Tonight starring Skitch Henderson, Anna Mary Dickey, with Clark Dennis, Sylvia Michaels, the Textor Singers, and the orchestra. Tonight, Best of All is featuring outstanding musical compositions from the theater and motion pictures. Our program continues as Skitch turns next to a 1937 Broadway musical, which gave us such lasting melodies as Where or When, I Wish I Were in Love Again, Johnny One Note, My Funny Valentine, and the number Skitch and the orchestra are about to play. From the Rodgers and Hart score of Babes in Arms, we hear, The Lady is a Tramp. You'll have to hold them down, Skitch. The joint's jumping. Adhering to the successful formula of basing a musical play on a novel, Rodgers and Hammerstein equal their critical acclaim for Oklahoma, Carousel, and South Pacific with their 1951 production of The King and I. Messrs. R. and H. wrote music to Margaret Landon's bestseller, Anna and the King of Siam. Presented a cast headed by the late, great Gertrude Lawrence, and the rest is musical history. And now, from the rich score of The King and I, the Texter Singers offer Hello, Young Lovers. Just a week ago tonight at Carnegie Hall, composer Richard Rodgers conducted the New York Philharmonic in a program of his own works. Anna Mary Dickey was one of the featured vocalists. She sings for us now a number she sang at that special Richard Rodgers concert, When I Marry Mr. Snow from Carousel.
Upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round bottom boat with a net full of hay from the sea. An almost perfect beau, as refined as a girl could wish. But he spends so much time in that round bottom boat that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish. The first time he kissed me, the whiff of his clothes knocked me flat on the floor of the room. But now that I love him, my heart's in my nose, and the fish is my favorite perfume. Last night he spoke quite low, and a fair-spoken man is he. And he said, Miss Pipperidge, I'd like it fine if I could be wed with a wife. And indeed, Miss Pipperidge, if you'll be mine, I'll be yours for the rest of my life. Next moment we were promised, and now my mind's in a maze, for all it can do is look forward to that wonderful day of days.
During the Roaring Twenties, George Gershwin had 17 Broadway musicals produced. Now that figure's better than 1.5 musicals per season, which would be par for any course. Funny Face, circa 1927, had, in addition to the magical Gershwin tunes, a cast which included Betty Compton, Adele and Fred Astaire, and Victor Moore. What can we say that has not already been said about Gershwin's music? Very little. Except perhaps to describe it by simply announcing the song title of the Gershwin number that Skitch and the orchestra are about to play. Swonderful, featuring Harold Fellman, Al Klink, and Doc Severinsen.
Thank you. In the spring of 1949, some Broadway wag said, the only way you can get two tickets for South Pacific is to book passage on a tramp steamer. Well, needless to say, Mary Martin as Ensign Nellie Forbush and Ezio Pinza as Emile Debeck played to SRO audiences at every performance. Among the many Rodgers and Hammerstein songs that thrilled every member of the seated or the standing audience was the song the Texter singers bring us now, Younger Than Springtime.
Younger than springtime are you,
softer than starlight are you,
warmer than winds of June are the gentle winds you gave me, gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and lover, heaven and earth are you to me.
And when you're youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, then younger than springtime am I,
gayer than laughter am I,
angel and lover, heaven and earth am I.
This wasn't really on our program tonight, but many people, Skitch, say to me, why doesn't Skitch do a piano solo more often? Well, how about it, Skitch? 1930, Three's a Crowd, Johnny Green's Body and Soul. Thank you. That's pretty good on 15 seconds notice, Gitch. Cole Porter's Jubilee, although a comparative Broadway flop, left us begin to begin. Jerome Kern's Very Warm for May also had a short career, but it brought us another undying musical contribution, All the Things You Are.
Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine. You are the
Clark Dennis singing All the Things You Are. One of the most melody-laden productions of the Broadway stage brought on the scene in the year 1928. Sigmund Romberg wrote the music, and it was called The New Moon. Here now is Anna Mary Dickey to sing one of the many hits from that production, Lover, Come Back to Me.
That bond
than you. And so was love, this eager heart of my mercy.
You have been listening to Best of All. Tonight starring Skitch Henderson, Anna Mary Dickey with Clark Dennis, Sylvia Michaels, the Texter Singers, and the orchestra. This is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to be with us next week for another program of Best of All, saluting outstanding composers of musical comedy and motion picture scores. Continuity for Best of All was written by Art Small. This is an NBC Radio Network production directed by George Boutsas.
Sunday, hear his finest hour, a birthday tribute to Sir Winston Churchill on NBC Radio.